by you guys. Okay.
Thank you
for your time.
Is that everyone that signed up that wanted to speak? Sir, did you sign up?
Sure, that I didn't sign up, but one of the big issues here.
Sir, if you didn't sign up, I'm sorry. I gave notice to have everyone to sign up. No one else? You guys want to come back up and respond to comments, concerns, questions?
The water, I mean, whether it's nightly rental or not, I mean, that really stays about the same. I mean, I don't really know how to answer that question. There's a lot of resorts down at the end. This is all Kanakuk area. I mean, I don't know how much more impact we're going to have on traffic, per se. I don't, you know, I understand the concerns, but not really sure how to address those at this point.
So, Scott, really the well wouldn't fall under our purview.
Well, their application says water district number 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay.
That's why I'm kind of at loss for on that point. So
you know, okay. I don't know if number 2 runs down there or if they're all on wells.
So what is your plan for the water?
We haven't put any plan together for the water. I mean, we have our normal usage just for like any development. I mean, it's
and right now where did you come
from? I actually don't know. I can't answer that question. Engineers, our civil guys that are working on that, I mean, they know that. They have that information. I don't at this time.
Any other questions?
Scott, can you show the floodplain on that? Or
got it there? So the fill pictures I showed you? The developer approached me. He's doing a LOMAR, letter of map revision, with FEMA, which after they do those and the engineer sends them in, if they get through that process, then we'll get a letter saying they've taken this out. If he came in today to get a construction permit in that area, he'd have to meet the floodplain ordinance, which is the first floor of the structure 1 foot above the base flood elevation. Indications were he was going to fill that to, I think, 2 feet over that BFE. I did send that to him.
Right, which that's already been addressed with what you can right with what you can see there as far as.
Yeah, but it doesn't take it out of the floodplain.
No, it doesn't.
But I do a floodplain development permit, and you'd have to get an elevation certificate showing that first floor is
yes,
1 foot
mm-hmm.
above
yep.
the base flood elevation.
Yep.
Any other questions?
If you turned out you needed to upgrade the water system, would you enter into agreement with the neighbors that if there was an upgrade required to the water system, that you all would stand the bill?
I would have to. I'd take that to the developer and see what he says.
If you didn't get approval for nightly rentals on there, would you still proceed with the construction?
Yes.
Of the units?
Yep. We're going to either way.
Okay.
And just for everyone's benefit, what's before us this evening is to recommend approval or denial to the Taney County Commission. We're not actually making final approval. This is just a recommendation based on the new ordinances.
And then there's a whole lot of steps in the construction permit that would have to get passed before we could issue the construction permit, which has nothing to do with the rezoning. It's just for the use.
Yeah.
The rezoning is.
Any other questions for the applicant?
The only thing I could say real quick, George, is answer. I mean, obviously the developer is not wanting to, he's not going to put a strain or anything.
You guys are going to need water.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. That's the last thing we want to do. So, I mean, he's going to make sure everything is squared away.
That might be a good thing to have when you go to the county.
Yes, sir.
that's one of the neighbors' major concerns. And by way of clarification, they can build their structures if they meet the criteria for floodplain and everything else. All we're talking about is whether or not it's going to be allowed to be nightly rentals or permanent. And as long as they meet the criteria, they're going to build their buildings. You're going to get some neighbors. It's just whether or not they're going to be nightly renters.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments?
The buildings that are there, they're already being used for ownership?
There are three currently, right?
No, I've been contacted. You'll probably hear 8 rezoning requests. We have 6 current applications for the condominium, which is here, if you look up there, that I did not know. We did not have Division 3, but the nightly rental use had been in place since 2007. So for 14 years, these have been used for nightly rentals. In their bylaws, you can do nightly rentals. Nobody came forward in our township meetings to let us know, hey, this is what we're doing. We researched the 3 Division 3 permits that they had, and the final one was to go to fractional ownership, which was 4 owners, which would have been a quarterly ownership, which is not nightly rental, because that's less than 30, more than the 30 days.
Right.
So per our past regulations, it didn't meet the NR zoning, but I did not know they were doing nightly rental in there till this application came, and these condominium owners said, well, that's what we've already been doing for 14 years.
That's a great question. Yep, exactly.
Can I ask another question?
Sir, you've had your time.
There's really nothing against or for, but I was just asking a question of the
sir, you've had your time to speak.
The rentals that are there, how many are there nightly?
Sir, you've had your time to speak. So, and so we have the final applicant,
okay.
So we need to let the process follow. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay.
All right. Any other comments, questions? Did you sign up to speak, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
You didn't come up when I asked. I know, but you didn't come up when I asked.
Sorry.
But if you've signed, did she sign up?
Yes.
If you want to go ahead and come up, but in the future when, you know, the chairman asks if for who's for or against, but if you want to come up and add value to the conversation, you're more than welcome to come up. You want to come up? Right now.
You can have some of my 4 minutes.
Terry was my son, is my son, and he represents me very well. But I agree with him 100%. My husband and I were in construction over in Arkansas for years. We still live there, and this is a vacation place. And so my concern is the same thing. The number of units that's going to be involved there, is that declared how many individual units are going to be available to rent on any individual night?
I don't think there's a final plan that's been presented, right?
So our building is a 4-story, 3 units per floor, 12 units there. Now, I don't know how many is on the other building down below that shares that water tower that is on our property. But I know personally, even us not being full-time residents, sometimes our water pressure is less than desirable. So that would be, to me, extremely important. The nightly thing, I oppose 100%, but the water situation must be a concern for everyone.
You want to step back up? Any further questions,
yes, sir.
Comments for the applicant?
Well, just if you are going to address the water situation.
Absolutely. I can see it's a concern, and we will absolutely address that.
You have any idea how many units you're going to put on it?
Well, with the existing, so that's 16. There's 8 each side on those existing foundations, and then we're putting in 5 lodges that are 5-bedroom, right, about 2,500 square feet apiece.
And if it all works out, do you have a future plan where, well, we might put some more here or here or anything like that?
Mm-mm. Nope. That's it. That'll be our density on that property.
Okay.
I know.
Paperwork shows 4.
It does, and that's a great question. We were going with larger type units at first. We decided to go with a little bit smaller footprint, five-bedroom plan that we have, hence we could up it to one more unit. Instead of four, we'll have five.
How many bedroom are the condominium units?
Three.
You know, three bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Okay. About almost 1,500 square feet, a foot aside.
Any other questions, comments amongst ourselves? Anyone up to making a recommended motion?
I just got one.
Sorry.
Oh, have there been any for staff? Have there been any complaints about the nightly rentals that are in there now?
Well, again, I did not know that was going on, or we might have addressed that during the rezoning hearings through the townships.
Right. But if there had been complaints about it, we'd have heard about
Correct.
It.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody up to making a motion for approval or denial of the application? We have specific language when we do get the motion that I'll need to read.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, before asking for a second, the motion would be a motion to recommend approval of application 21-012 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Lifestyle Contractors LLC for the parcels located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive to be rezoned from R3 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So that would be the approval motion. Do we have a second?
Discussion.
We have a second, so up for discussion now.
Is there any way to amend this in some fashion that it requires professional engineering based on the number of units and what they can do to make sure that the water is going to work without putting a burden on the other homeowners?
Is that something we can do in our discussion?
I don't know.
I don't.
That's the question.
I would, Scott. My position is we're just forwarding on to the county commission. It would really be up to them to finalize any specific
approvals.
Unless you
had that as a recommendation as part of your resolution.
Yeah, we could pass it, but strongly urge that they look at that issue.
Well, urgent it won't keep us, and I don't mean to sound argumentative, but urgent it won't keep them from building that unit and then deciding we need more water, and these people
over here about the county commission.
Have 12 units, and well, you have 12 and we have 18, so you have to pay this amount of money to get the water. I'm with you. I just didn't know if there was any way we can include any language that would guarantee that these folks wouldn't be burdened with paying for more water.
Well, again, you can make recommendation again. Right. The county commission, you can recommend, you can put the verbiage as a recommendation to the county commission that's your recommendation, that they, when they approve or deny, if they'd approve it, that recommendation carries with it, or they could modify that, because you won't be approving or denying
right.
that.
Right, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. But you could add that as part of your recommendation.
There's a change in our motion.
Do we want to amend the motion to include that?
Right. I don't know really how to word that. That approval upon being satisfied that there won't be any water problems per se to them and their neighbors if they're all sharing the same water system.
Okay, that's the amended motion. And
I didn't know how to say it. That was basically my question.
So we've got the amended motion and a second. So
I wouldn't think he would want low water pressure for his customers either.
No. No, but Greg may not be there in a year when they're building it, and you know, then all of a sudden, here we go.
Yeah. Yep, it's understandable.
So approval of sufficient water supplies available for the number of units that they plan.
Yeah,
that they